This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. Thank you for joining us, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben, and our phone number today and every day on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you just have a comment or success story you'd like to share, also love hearing about how you're dealing with all of this corona crazy nonsense that's in the news and in our going on in our world today, in the society, in our culture, testing and masks and shelters in place. And how are you handling all this economic stuff too? Have you been affected economically? Have you lost your job? Are you on furlough? Have you lost your business? Has your business been forced to shut down? Please share with us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Doug Vermeeren has produced a movie called How Thoughts Become Things. Doug Vermeeren is a motivational speaker, a producer, a director, and he's also got a program called Personal Power Mastery, and his movie is very, very interesting. I just watched it last night. How Thoughts Become Things. We'll talk to Doug Vermeeren at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in our second segment. I've been studying the power of thought for many years. I've got lots of questions for Doug. And the movie is definitely something I would recommend that you take a look at. It's got people in there like Bob Proctor and John DeMartini and Joe Vitale, John Assaraf, and others. How Thoughts Become Things. We'll talk to Doug Vermeeren at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. For more information, you can also purchase products by calling 866-735-2470. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our Truth Nutritional Supplements at truthnourishment.com. Thank you, Robert Lundgren, for setting that up for me. truthnourishment.com. And we've got all kinds of very interesting protein powders, herbal supplements, tinctures, and immune boosters at truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. All right, we'll get your calls. Our second segment, 844-236-6010. Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to talk a little bit about COVID-19, and then I want to tell you about my fourth favorite longevity products. I did a webinar last Saturday on my favorite longevity products. I didn't get to talk about all of them, I stopped at number 7, but I'm going to tell you what they are over the next few days. We talked about the ultimate niacin. We talked about I-26. We talked about Fucoid Z. And today I want to talk about my fourth favorite longevity product, which is the Glucogel Caps.
Well, before I get to that, I want to talk about an interesting article that I read here about aerosol or airborne transmission. We're all wearing masks. We're all sheltering in place. Some of us because we have to. A lot of us because we want to. Basically because we think that the coronavirus is an airborne virus, that it spreads in the air. And you have to separate yourself from your neighbors, and you have to wear a mask. I posted on, by the way, we have a Facebook page for the Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. I encourage you to take a look at it. I post regularly on there, and I encourage you guys to post on there as well. Yesterday I posted an article about a dog that is being used to make sure that people socially separate, to make sure that they maintain their 6 feet apart distance that's mandated supposedly to keep this virus away from people. So I posted this article about this dog that's being used in Singapore to make sure that people stay 6 feet apart from each other in parks. The dog patrols the parks. And the interesting thing about the dog is a robot. It's a robot with a little camera on the top, and it walks unbelievably effectively. It can walk on hills. It can walk on grass. It's really quite amazing and scary and a sign of things to come. And this dog makes sure that you stay separate. Now, for now, the dog doesn't bite. For now, the dog just warns people verbally to make sure that they stay separated. But all of this is based on the fact that we believe, just more stupid beliefs that we have as a culture, present company excluded, that are being exploited and taken advantage of by a power structure that does not have human beings' interest at heart. Hopefully nobody believes that the power structure has humanity's and human beings, the individual human beings' interest in mind. Silly belief that we have, this inaccurate belief that we have, this incorrect belief that we have, that the coronavirus is an airborne virus, has led us to buy into this craziness about staying at home, this craziness about wearing masks, this craziness about staying 6 feet apart when you're waiting in line at the bank or at the store. It's all because we believe inaccurately. We just believe that the coronavirus is an airborne virus. Well, it turns out we don't think it's an air. It may not be an airborne virus. In fact, according to WebMD, and of course WebMD is no proponent of the individual when it comes to health. It's a proponent of the medical model. It's a spokesperson for the medical model. But according to WebMD.com, the coronavirus is not airborne. Quote, the corona, this is right off of WebMD.com's website. The coronavirus is not, quote, the coronavirus is not airborne like tuberculosis, measles, or smallpox, which can circulate in the transmission of the air. See, we don't even examine that. Nobody ever stopped to think, do we know, and this is one thing that we don't stop to think about, do we know that this coronavirus is airborne? No, we don't know. In fact, according to WebMD and other medical authorities, it is not airborne. This is so mean-spirited and unfair to take advantage of people's gullibility and vulnerabilities and really kindness and niceness. Human beings just trust. And we certainly have been led to believe that we can trust our government and we can trust medical authorities and health authorities. I'm sorry to break the news. Obviously, if you're listening to this program, I'm not breaking the news to you. But I'm sorry to break the news to your friends and family who believe that wearing a mask is going to make a difference and that even necessarily that a virus exists. We don't even know if a virus exists, by the way. So these are the things that we have to take into control over in our own personal lives and the lives of our families. We have to start asking questions. We have to be critical thinkers. And that's what I've been talking about since day one. I don't know whether there's a virus. I don't know whether it's airborne. I don't know anything about anything with this thing. But I know that we can't just trust authorities. We can't just trust somebody who has a white coat and a medical degree. And if we've learned anything by our unbelievably epic health crisis of biblical proportions, is that we cannot trust medical authorities. And when medical authorities say that you got to wear a mask, we should be asking questions. When they say that there's a virus that's killing people, we should be asking questions. When we say that, when they tell us that we need to have vaccinations to protect us, we have to ask questions. This is what it means to be a critical thinker. And if we're not critical thinkers, we will be easily manipulated by forces that do not have our interests in mind. All right. When we come back from our break, I'm going to talk about glucosamine and how you can use glucosamine for much more than your arthritis. And the glucogel caps from Youngevity as well, one of my top 10 favorite Youngevity products. We'll get your calls too, 844-236-6010 in our next segment. Douglas Vermeeren, producer of How Thoughts Become Things, will talk to us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We've got Doug Vermeeren coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's a filmmaker as well as a motivational speaker and trainer. He's got a program called Personal Power Mastery, which is rated as the number 3 motivational program in the world. And his movie is called How Thoughts Become Things. It's got folks in it like Bob Proctor, John DeMartini, Joe Vitale, A lot of big names are in this film. And it's kind of an interesting and very inspiring movie about the power of thoughts. We'll have him on at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. Want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. We have been getting all kinds of five-star reviews, and you can check out our five-star reviews on our website, truthtreatments.com. You can also just do a Google search on five-star reviews. This one from Samantha: I love everything about Truth Treatments. My skin has never looked better. We just got that one today. Earlier today, we got one from, I get them every day. We've subscribed to a review service called Yapo, and we get we send out questionnaires to folks who buy the product, and then they get to write a review. And not all of them do, but probably 10 or 15% of folks write reviews. Sarah says, amazing. The sample kit allows you to test many products and see what your skin loves. My skin loved them all. Got that one this morning. We just get them all the time, and they're really very, very gratifying. As the formulator of the products, I can't tell you how gratified I am to see, to read these kinds of testimonials. Michelle says, my skin has been super unhappy. I've also had extreme dryness on my eyes from what I think is eczema. Within the first 5 days of using Truth on my eyes, the skin was less scratchy and no red patches. My face is brighter and my lines and spots are smaller. Wish I didn't miss the Mother's Day special, etc. So that's what you can look forward to if you check out if you use our Truth Skin Health products. You can check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and also take a look at our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. So real quick on glucosamine, or the glucogel caps from longevity, which are made with a form of glucosamine called glucosamine sulfate. There's also glucosamine hydrochloride that you'll see sometimes available. I like glucosamine sulfate better because you get the sulfur. Glucosamine sulfate is better handled by the body than glucosamine hydrochloride. The glucogel caps also have gelatin as a part of the capsule, but gelatin itself has powerful connective tissue building properties, which is, of course, what glucosamine does. And then it also has the mineral manganese, a very underappreciated mineral. You don't hear a lot about manganese. Manganese is important for diabetics, for helping control sugar. It's important for brain health, especially for folks who have seizure disorders. Manganese is involved in how we process other nutrients. It's a cofactor in the metabolism of nutrients, and also has been shown to reduce PMS symptoms, especially when it's utilized in conjunction with calcium. So my criteria for determining what are my favorite products, my favorite longevity products in general, my favorite nutritional products are, number one, multifunctionality, and number two, non-toxicity. Now, in general, nutritional supplements are going to be non-toxic, and you can pretty much take as much as you want of most supplements. There are some exceptions, especially the minerals, or the elements, I should say, like manganese and zinc and selenium and copper. You don't want to take too much, and iron. You don't want to take too much of those. But for the most part, nutritional supplements are going to be non-toxic. Today, by the way, I did my moment of truth on chlorophyll, which is a great nutritional supplement and completely non-toxic. Anyway, glucosamine meets both of my criteria. Number one, it's non-toxic, completely non-toxic. It's basically a food. It's found in cartilage. And then number two, it's multifunctional. Yes, it's true that folks will take glucosamine for their joints and for arthritis, but the same kind of chemistry that allows glucosamine to be healing and helpful for folks dealing with arthritis problems and joint problems is also important for building connective tissue everywhere in the body. The connective tissue is the essence of the body. The body is made up of four tissues, but the core of it is the connective tissue. Aging is connective tissue deterioration. Diseases involve connective tissue deterioration. That includes heart disease and includes cancer. In fact, because of the relationship that connective tissue has with cells, I'll tell you what I mean by that in a second, almost every single disease state, almost every single sign or symptom of the breakdown of the body involves some kind of deterioration of connective tissue, which means building the connective tissue is job number one for health and for anti-aging, not just for arthritis sufferers. This is what I mean by multifunctionality. This is what I mean when I say glucosamine is multifunctional. Now, when I talk about the connective tissue being involved in all health challenges, what I'm referring to is the fact that the connective tissue doesn't just connect. When we hear about connective tissue, we think of cartilage and the fibers inside the body to keep all the organs in place and the bones. And true, that's all connective tissue. But one of the jobs of connective tissue is to feed the cells, to nourish the cells, to oxygenate the cells, to detoxify the cells, all the cells, all 50 to 100 trillion cells in the body are taken care of by the connective tissue. Interestingly, the connective tissue is called the matrix. Matrix means mother. The connective tissue, or also means womb. The connective tissue is the womb, the mother, that nourishes all of the cells of the body. So building the connective tissue isn't just important for building connective tissue. It's important for all of the cells of the body, and this is what makes glucosamine such a wonderful multifunctional supplement. If you have leaky gut syndrome, the glucogel caps will help you there. If you have ruptures and hernias and prolapses, which are typical with aging, glucogel caps will help you there too. If you're dealing with heart disease, the heart rests on a skeleton framework of connective tissue. And that includes, by the way, arrhythmias. When I say heart disease, it includes arrhythmias and tachycardias, electrical phenomena, electrical breakdown and dysfunction in the heart depend on connective tissue. So building connective tissue can have benefits for the heart, for heart health, and for electrical conductivity issues. And the blood is connective tissue, and glucosamine is liquid connective tissue. Yes, the blood is liquid connective tissue, and the blood vessels are largely made up of connective tissue. So glucogel caps will help you with your blood. Remember, we always say all disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is dirty blood. Glucosamine has a blood thinning effect. It improves the health of the blood. And, of course, because the blood vessels are largely composed of connective tissue, it helps strengthen blood vessels as well. All in a completely non-toxic package. Non-toxic, multifunctional, and relatively inexpensive. It's one of our more least expensive supplements, the glucogel caps are. And, of course, you'll get sulfate and you'll get manganese in there as well. And that's the glucogel caps. You can find all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, let's 844-236-6010. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Carl the Truth Raider. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Ben.
How are you, sir? The cure, the vaccine is coming up. We're all going to be vaccinated. Bill Gates says that we have to have a certificate to get a job and to fly, and because we all have to be vaccinated. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
We're talking about that years ago. Anyway, my neighbor across the street has a condition called Hashimoto's disease.
Yes, sir. You want to know about it?
I want to know, what's a good, simple, natural, nutritional cure that I can tell her about?
Change the way you eat. 100% of the time, patients with Hashimoto's have digestive problems. Not 99%. 100.00%. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid. It is the major cause of hypothyroidism, and it needs to be regarded, like all autoimmune diseases, as a digestive problem. But it's even worse for the thyroid because the thyroid controls digestion. So you have this downward circle where bad digestion messes up the thyroid, causes more bad digestion, messes up the thyroid, on and on and on it goes. Carl, the Truth Raider, got to go. We're out of time. We'll be talking to Doug Vermeeren.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure.
A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com, and the search engine is up at benfuchsarchive.com if you miss a program. And we've got 9 years of programs, of daily programs, lots of great health information. You can search at benfuchsarchives.com, or you can head to brightsideben.com for the individual programs. We also have all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and our True Skin Health products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, and any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy to heal wounds. And as it turns out, no surprise, healing wounds is the same biochemistry as beautification. So I repurposed my wound healing products as beauty products. You can find them all at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to have our guest on. Doug Vermeeren is a movie producer as well as a motivational speaker. He also does lots of trainings. He is the creator of Entrepreneur of Influence, which was rated as one of the top business training programs in the world. And he's got a really cool movie out called How Thoughts Become Things. As you guys know, I've been studying thoughts for many years, studying thinking for many years. So when I first came across Doug's work, I was very intrigued. His movie is super inspiring. And we are going to talk for the next half hour with Doug Vermeeren. Welcome to The Bright Side, Doug.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I'm excited to be with you.
Yes, I'm excited that you're on. You are a high-powered, super inspirational speaker, and you've got a lot of great guests on in this in your film. You've got Joe Vitale. I've been studying his work for a long time, Bob Proctor, Dennis Waitley. What made you decide that you wanted to get into the movie business?
Well, you know, what's interesting is my background was film and TV, and the first movie I was ever in, I was in the second grade. So I always kind of knew I wanted to do movies, but I didn't really know sort of where my niche was. And then naturally, when I kind of fell into personal development, I started actually as a 19-year-old interviewing some of the world's top leaders. I started with business leaders, and eventually I got to thought leaders, and I thought, hey, there needs to be a movie with some of this stuff, right? Like, let's share this in an entertaining format, and no one was really interested at the time. And that is until The Secret came out, and then people were interested to talk to me.
Mm.
So that's kind of the original thing.
Do you think that we're on kind of a precipice of a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of behaving, and things like The Secret and things like your movie and Eckhart Tolle and things that used to be considered all airy-fairy are now beginning to enter into the mainstream? Do you think culturally and historically we're at a tipping point?
I do, and I think that a lot of these films are great beginnings of the conversation. I think this is sometimes where maybe even films like mine get a little bit of a bad rep is because people don't really understand that it is the beginning of a conversation. And, for example, I know in some of our earlier films, people said, listen, you're saying it's all just about think positive thoughts and everything's going to happen. And they miss that we actually do talk about things like taking very significant action. You've got to take action. And maybe even one of the more important things is changing your environment and changing the things that you have influencing you. And, you know, you heard this idea that your net worth becomes your net worth. But then nobody goes and changes the things that they're surrounding themselves with or the people that they're surrounding themselves with. And it's not just a matter of the value, like the money, the worth, the net worth. The truth is if you want to rise to higher level, you need to hang out with people who find the value in things that are worthwhile. That aspect of net worth is often missed. And, you know, we've got to level everything up. I think there's just, especially like with what's going on with the COVID right now, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of discouragement, and there's a lack of hope in general. So it's very timely.
How much of that is the result of people abdicating responsibility for their thoughts and accepting other people's thoughts?
Well, yeah, I definitely think that's definitely a big factor. In fact, I was talking with someone yesterday about what will my next movie be, and I think I'm working on an idea called The Lost Message. And what's The Lost Message? Well, so we've actually given away so much of our validation, so much of our authenticity. People are more concerned now about how many likes they get on Facebook or how many subscribers they have on YouTube and Instagram, and how we dress is determined by, you know, what you see in the media and on television. And we just really haven't connected with what's truly important anymore. And because of that, we get swayed so easily, even beyond, you know, these ideas of peer pressure, which, you know, he's talking about that for high school kids. Well, now it's something where all of us have been hypnotized and sort of convinced that we need to be a certain way based on what the media tells us, and it's not right.
Well, you said something very interesting there, and it actually has to do with what I was going to ask you next. When we say we got to take care of our thoughts, that's great, and we got to address our thoughts, and our thoughts have a real impact on how our lives show up. But you said a very interesting word there, and somebody in the movie, I forgot who it was, also mentioned it. You said the word hypnosis, and somebody in the movie talked about programming.
Yeah, Travis
Fox. Okay, it's Travis, yeah. So he talked about programming, and he said that we get programmed from a very young age. And you use the term hypnosis, and of course, they're very similar. So if we're hypnotized or we're programmed at a very young age, and in fact, all of the strategies for turning thoughts into reality are being used against us, that is, repetition of ideas, imagery, tapping into emotions, these are all strategies that you talk about applying to turn thoughts into reality, but they're being used against us. So how can we actually conquer our programming or deprogram ourselves, so kind of pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, so to speak.
Yeah, I got you. Well, there's really two important factors to consider here. The first one is awareness, right? We really will not change anything until we take notice of it, right? Or what it's also doing to us. And I think the second is maybe more powerful. I kind of talked about this in the film, you might remember. One of the things I'm known for is I went out and I interviewed more than 400 of the world's top achievers. The media calls me the modern-day Napoleon Hill. But I didn't just interview top achievers. In fact, I interviewed a variety of people that I felt really understood change. And one of the most significant interviews that I ever had was with a lady that trained suicide hotline workers. And I thought this was really profound. Because if you think about it, when someone calls the suicide hotline, we're at the worst point in their life, they're in total despair, they are in a state of really just abandonment, they feel like they don't have any choice, they're going to take their life, and in the last ditch effort, they call the suicide hotline. And so when I asked her, how do you help transform somebody quickly? Because you've only got minutes. Sometimes, you know, someone has a gun in their hand and they've already taken pills or whatever, right? And she said, well, out of all the things that we tell them, we don't tell them, don't kill yourself. Right? And I was like, what? That's like the first thing I would ever tell someone who call in, if they called me, right? And I asked her to explain, and she said, well, when we tell someone what to do or what don't do, we take away their choice. And that idea of the power of choice is really, you know, where our power returns. She said, what we do instead is we say, you could kill yourself, but this is what it looks like. So we help them see consequences. And then we say, you could also choose to get help, and that's what this looks like, and you're doing that now. Or you could choose to do this or that. And she said, the more choices that someone recognizes that starts returning into their life, the more power they have. And to me, that was really profound. So if we're talking about escaping programming, the first thing then is we need to be aware of it, that we are being programmed or have been programmed. And funny enough, you're right now being programmed. Every bit of information you're taking in is some form of a program. But when you have that awareness, now you can start making choices. What will you do with the information that's coming in? And what things have I been told that I maybe don't agree with anymore? What things do I believe that maybe don't give me value or an authentic me? And so forth. So I think it's those two steps, if we can understand just how they work in harmony with each other, awareness and choice, you can go a long way to start creating a new set of programs that serve us better.
Doug, we got to take a break. We're talking to Doug Vermeer in the movies How Thoughts Become Things. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Doug Vermeeren, the producer of a movie called How Thoughts Become Things. Doug is a motivational speaker and a personal trainer. And, his program is called Personal Power Mastery, rated as the number 3 in the world for the most powerful personal development seminars. Very, very inspiring and educational, informative, and entertaining movie, Doug, How Thoughts Become Things. But you know what I noticed in the movie? And this is, I'm going to pose a question to you, and I've been studying this subject for many, many years. What exactly is a thought? Nobody in the movie, and oftentimes in our lives, we never really address what a thought is. And this is truly one of the great mysteries of being alive, is what exactly is a thought?
Well, you know, that's actually a question that mankind has probably struggled with since the beginning, so I don't know that I'm going to be able to give you the better answer. But we do know that from a biological point of view, we'll maybe start with the science, is that thought can be measured electronically. Like, in other words, they produce an electrical charge. And obviously, you know, if we go back to biology class, we talk about how thoughts travel, you know, through our neural pathways across the, you know, dendrites and synapses and neurons and all these things. And that's wonderful, but that doesn't really tell us what it is. It's kind of like me walking into a room, flicking on a light and saying, I'd rather talk about how electricity works, right? We use right. the light. We don't always know all the details of how it works.
Right.
But the one thing that I have seen with thought that is very interesting is that, first of all, not all thoughts are created equal. And it has typically been thought in personal development and law of attraction that we need to think positive thoughts. And if we think negative thoughts, that's what we're going to manifest. And the truth is, it doesn't happen that quick, and thank goodness for that. So we really need to understand that it's the thoughts that we continually return to, the thoughts that we dwell on regularly, those are the ones that are going to produce our results. And yes, from time to time, everybody, even including me, I've got negative thoughts. I've got often fearful thoughts. I've got, you know, specific thoughts that aren't empowering me, right? And anytime even an inspiring thought comes, you're going to say things is right behind it, there's doubt, right? So even when I have something that is really exciting and dramatic, it's immediately followed by a doubt or a fear or something that's going to disable it. And so it really is a conscious choice which thoughts we are going to turn into things. And maybe something interesting to point out just with the title, where it's How Thoughts Become Things, the movie, the important thing isn't the thought and the things. Right? Things always exist. They always will. What is important is the how. So in other words, how are you going to now start to control your thoughts and choose the better ones and to overcome negative thinking and so forth? And then the other word is become, which most people forget that becoming is really the process. It's the changes that we need to make. And as we become different than than what we are today, that's when our results change. If you want to expand what you have to expand who you are. And that's really that effort of become. So I think that that's probably the most important word in the entire title of the film, right?
Mm, the becoming part, the verb part, that's where your change comes in.
You go from
one thing to another. So I always think of, when I think of thoughts and controlling thoughts, I always go to believing thoughts. Like, there's a certain thing, like we think a thought and we automatically believe that it's true, just, and we don't realize that there's an option there. Can you talk a little bit about this idea about taking our thoughts seriously?
Well, I'm not sure that we take all thoughts seriously. In fact, thank goodness we don't, because just as an example myself, sometimes when I'm in traffic, I don't really always think nice things about other people around me. So I'm glad that some thoughts are, quite frankly, just fleeting. But I think it's important to notice that a lot of our thoughts are affected by our programming and the things that we already believe. And for the most part, when we believe something to be true, we often look for evidence to back it up in our thoughts. And so when there's something new, so for example, let's say that you've had negative experiences in the dating world. In fact, I've got a friend who's talking to me about this lately, and it just seems like the handful of people that he's met online, like online dating, haven't really been truthful in representing themselves fairly or who they are, et cetera, et cetera. Well, he's now got that as a belief, and so anytime someone sends him a message, immediately the first thing that he thinks about is, how is this person trying to fool me? But he doesn't give them the benefit of the doubt. It's immediately, how is this person trying to manipulate or fool me? And I think that that's kind of dangerous, too. Now, obviously, that mechanism in our brain that looks for that evidence, it's called investment bias, it really is there to protect us. But at the same time, it also limits us, because that's not always the case. There are a lot of people, for example, online on dating sites, and people that are being quite honest and truthful. But if we sort of jade our perception before we have a chance to investigate, oftentimes we miss opportunities. So I think this is a really important thing, is that, it's funny, one of my mentors, among the interviews that I did at the 400 Top Achievers, said something this: whenever you believe something, you're subscribing to a lie. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, if you believe something and you believe it wholeheartedly, you've cut off other possibilities. So you've now given yourself, this is the only answer in all the unlimited possibilities in the universe. Mm. When you believe something with conviction without investigating it, you're stuck. And so that's his advice was that when we encounter something, we'd be very cautious to give it its final outcome. And I think that's good wisdom.
That's awesome. All right, so running out of time here, but I don't want to let you go without talking about feelings, how thoughts relate to feelings, and which isn't it true that feelings are more fundamental than thoughts?
I think so, too. And in fact, there's two things about feelings. One, they will reveal to you if your thoughts are really authentic to you. Like, if you don't feel quite good about it, you know that you're off track. And the thoughts that always feel empowering and resonating with us, we can tell that they're actually a true reflection of the direction that we want to go. The other thing about feelings, and I'm going to attach them to emotion, is that thoughts really are kind of, how should we say, inert. They don't really have a lot of power until there is an emotion attached. And if you think about it, any thought that's come through your mind that's been very exciting and been really dialed into something that you're happy about and wanting to do, and your emotions are all on high, you're very excited to get started with that. You'll do something about it. And I suppose we could also say that's true of the negative. If you have a thought and it frustrates you and it angers you, and someone, you know, says something to you and your thought is really, really negative about that, you're going to say something back or do something, or you're going to definitely return tit for tat with that. And so emotions and feelings are really strong, how should we say, exponential activators of our thinking, and that's really what starts to bring it into reality.
Can you artificially or synthetically fabricate feelings and emotions that you don't already have?
I believe that you can. In fact, the word emotion actually comes from the same root that the word motion does, like to move. And if we move in a certain way and we move with certain things, our emotions change. So, for example, if you're ever feeling discouraged or down, one of the quickest ways to feel better is to get out and do some exercising. And your body will release chemicals that will immediately change your emotions and your feelings, states of mind. So I think that we can control and manipulate our emotions to some extent. And I also think it's important that we understand that feelings and emotions are technically responsive a lot of times to external events that are occurring, right? Like, we immediately have that reaction. And there's always a split second that's there between some of these things. Sometimes it may be noticeable, sometimes not. But as we practice to gain more control of our emotions, even in highly explosive situations, like, you know, when someone offends you or says something to you, if you can control that, you can respond with the emotions that you choose. So I think it's like anything, it takes practice. I'm not saying that it's easy, and I'm not saying that even I have it perfect. You know, sometimes my kids drive me nuts, and I respond poorly, right? It's just human nature. But the better we practice this, the more control we have.
Give our listeners and myself, got about a minute here, give our listeners and ourselves one exercise that they can do to leverage the power of thoughts and understand how to work with this thoughts becomes things process.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things to do. I'm going to tell you what I think is most valuable. Is one of the things that I'm known for is helping people connect with high-level influencers. People always ask me with these movies, how did you get some of these top thought leaders to work with you? And the truth is your environment, your network, the people you surround yourself with and choose to seek after, that's going to have one of the strongest effects on how you think about everything. So the exercise I'm just going to say is take a look at your immediate network. You've heard it said that you're the combination of the five people you spend the most time with, and I'm going to suggest that you look to up-level some of the places and people that you spend time with. And in your own environment, I'm going to say get rid of things that are blocking you down and decluttering you, and that includes the media that you watch, the things that you listen to, the things that you hang in your home and surround yourself with. Change your environment, change your network, and you're going to find that your thoughts will immediately begin to change as well.
Awesome. Last question, Douglas. What is your favorite self-help book that involves thoughts and productivity and success?
Well, you know, I would say probably my favorite all-time life-changing book, like, you know, Think and Grow Rich is what got me started. But the book that really kind of transformed my life was Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. It's probably one of the greatest books ever written for personal and professional development.
I 100% agree. Doug, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Doug Vermeeren, How Thoughts Become Things. Good luck with everything, Doug. Oh, we'll give out your website quick and tell people how they can get to the movie.
Sure. You can head over to www.howthoughtsbecomethings, just the same title as the movie, howthoughtsbecomethings.com. And the good news is right now, if you want to watch it, we've got all kinds of wonderful bonuses that we're sharing for those that come join us for a limited time. Things like a workbook and quote books and other materials. So come join us.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. That's Doug Vermeer and How Thoughts Become Things. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.